grammar fun. The passive voice. The present perfect. The section that makes grammar easy, interesting and fun. In this month's Grammar Fun section, we'll be looking at the passive voice with the present perfect.
The active and passive voices. We form the present perfect with has, have, plus the past participle. Remember, we generally use the present perfect to talk about completed actions from the past without saying exactly when they happened. The following example sentences are in the active voice. We use the active voice when the subject of the verb is the thing or person doing the action. For example, A. We have painted the walls.
B. They have finished the work.
C. They have paid the money.
D. She has fixed the car.
However, with the passive voice, the object of the verb becomes the subject. In many cases, it isn't necessary to know who actually did the action. For example, A. The walls have been painted by us.
B. The work has been finished by them.
C. The money has been paid by them.
D. The car has been fixed by her.
As you can see, we form the present perfect passive with has, have been, plus a past participle. For example,
A. John has destroyed the car. Active.
B. The car has been destroyed by John. Passive.
A. Shirley has finished the project. Active.
B. The project has been finished by Shirley. Passive.
A. Paul has bought the game. Active.
B. The game has been bought by Paul. Passive.
A. Patricia has fired the gun. Active.
B. The gun has been fired by Patricia. Passive.
A. Pete has spent the money. Active.
B. The money has been spent by Pete. Passive.
A. Michael has broken the computer. Active.
B. The computer has been broken by Michael. Passive.
A. Sarah has made the phone call. Active.
B. The phone call has been made by Sarah. Passive.
A. Mary has written the book. Active.
B. The book has been written by Mary. Passive.